You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. Across the way, behind the window, is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
First of all, we have some interesting things to talk about here in the main studio as I sit across the table from Rob Hughes, teacher in the Wausau School District, but also a man that has been for the nearly a decade. This time of year is a big time of year because Wausau Area Food for Hope, and it's an opportunity to help feed kids and families during Thanksgiving. And Rob, great to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. And I know we talked about Wausau Area Food for Hope previously as well, but for those folks who may not have heard our first discussion in this realm, could you first tell us what Wausau Area Food for Hope is?
Well, about 10 years ago, it was on my heart to try to help people in need because I grew up in a struggling family. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, parents were divorced and we were low income. We were on food stamps back when they were stamps, and we were on the government cheese back when it was a block of cheese. And we're in low income housing. And one year, strangers came to our house and they dropped off food and Christmas presents. And without them, well, we wouldn't have had those meals and we wouldn't have had those presents. And I didn't appreciate it at the time. I didn't quite understand it. It was just these people, they were so happy.
How old were you?
This must have been about third grade, fourth grade. So fast forward, all of a sudden, I thought, you know what? Let's see if we can start at Wausau East. Let's see if we can raise some money and buy some hams and help some families out. We raised $1,000 that year. I was floored. I was just shocked. I was just like, what? And very thankful. And we gave it out. And I thought that was the end. And then people were like, well, let's do it again. Or here's money for next year. And it kept going. And now we're in year 10 and 106,000 through 9 years, 1,000 hams and turkeys last year. And then this year will be another 1,000 hams and turkeys to help our community.
And you gave me the list here for this Thanksgiving, and I just look at the list and I see all these schools, whether it's the high schools here in the area, East, West, and Everest. We see the Wave, we see Edgar, we see the elementary schools, we see the middle schools, we see St. Mark's School, private schools as well. Let me ask you, when did you start teaching again? When did you start?
About the year 2000. So this is my 26th year.
As a teacher, you see these 300 turkeys, 700 hams, and these families that struggle. Were you able to see students in your class know that? Could you sense, could you tell maybe some of the students that are going through some of these struggles? Was it something that was top of mind during your early years teaching before you actually started this organization?
Well, I was a special education teacher. So for a lot of those years, I was self-contained as far as kids who tried to get them to make it function in the regular education society. So when those kids are off or struggling, because you're with them all day, you're more tuned in and you're more aware of their needs. So yeah, there's a saying, it's halt. If a kid is hungry, if a kid is angry, if a kid is lonely, if a kid is tired. In special education, we look for these roadblocks to try to eliminate them, to try to, that we were able to get at the academics. And for me, a huge thing was food. Mm-hmm. And our philosophy that I learned from Dale Prawl, a great guy who still teaches today, he had a philosophy, we put it up on our wall, and it was first you need to, then you can. And so I would always tell the kids, give me one assignment, give me something I can turn in, or let's do something, give me something, and then mac and cheese, you want hot dogs, you make burgers, bacon and eggs, just simple things that we could do in the room, and it was reasonably cheap. And it was, for me, it was a trade-off that, you know, I knew that they were going to get, they got free breakfast, they got free lunch, but this was like something a little different. And if I could use it to get some work turned in and productivity, I would use it to my advantage.
Again, we're talking to Rob Hughes, Wausau Area Food for Hope here on 98.9 WXCO. Let's talk about what you're actually going to be doing, because this time of year, this is a program that is all year long, because you're trying to raise the funds to in order to have as many of these turkeys and hams and help as many of the folks here in central Wisconsin. What is this time of year like? Number one, because I see numbers here.
Yeah.
I'll just one number. East 22 Turkeys. Mm-hmm. How do you get connected with all these families?
So it's really kind of neat. I piggyback off of, say, I want to say like Blessings in a Backpack or the food bags that each school is already sending home every week. Mm-hmm. So this year I approached it differently. I used to have a list of names that I would contact, but with people leaving the profession or retiring or just leaving, moving buildings. So this year I emailed the social workers, the guidance counselors, and the administrators. And I said, you tell me what you need and I'll get it for you. Mm-hmm. You just tell me what you need. So that's how I compiled the list. Because generally speaking, it's either a guidance counselor, a social worker, sometimes it's a teacher who's in charge of those bags going home. So that's how I get the numbers. 10 years ago, even 8 years ago, even maybe even 5 years ago, it would start in November. And I would reach out to the teachers and say, what do you need? And then I would start to fundraise. And because what I didn't want to do is drive people crazy of constantly saying like, hey, I need money. I need money. I need money. Please donate. Please donate. This is a good cause. What it's become is, like you had just said, in the summer, there's different grants you can write. And then I'll see somebody in the summer and they'll be, I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to be in Wausau. So here's some money for that turkey drive that you always do. So it did actually expand into, although I still want to respect, I just don't want to be an annoying person. Right. So yeah. So I try to limit the window. We're in the window right now. So all my friends, you might as well silence my calls and texts because they're going to be coming this week to close up the last couple thousand that we need.
Plenty more to come with Rob Hughes, founder and the man behind Wausau Area Food for Hope. Again, giving away many, many Thanksgiving turkeys and Thanksgiving hams in the next few weeks to those kids and their families who are in need this Thanksgiving season. So again, more of that coming up. Straight ahead, it is top of the hour, 7 a.m. We will have a look at news, weather, and sports, get you up to speed on what's going on as you start off your Wednesday. Pat Kreitler will be back coming up at 7:06, and then we'll be back with Rob Hughes at 7:22. It is the WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitler on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. The time is 7:22 on this Wednesday morning, and we are continuing our conversation with Rob Hughes. He is the founder and the man behind Wausau Area Food for Hope. I'm going to step in and, mm-hmm. and actually say this because I know we were talking before we went on the air that you've made the orders. You have all the folks that are going to be, I think, just tickled pink to be able to have a wonderful Thanksgiving because mm-hmm. of Wausau Area Food for Hope, but you're still short. And I think it's important people know that made me think, oh, well, it's almost Thanksgiving, so there's really no need to make a donation right now. No, there is a need to make, because in order for you to continue this in the future, you can't be in a hole and trying to pay buy out. So if you're out there and you're somebody that believes in the mission, and that's as simple as that, right?
Yeah, and it's beautiful. 100% goes towards hams and turkeys. There's no overhead. I don't have a van. I don't have an apartment. I don't have a printing. I don't have stamps. I take all that out of my pocket because it doesn't feel right. If I say to you, will you donate for hams and turkey? And then I turn around and I buy supplies or things printed or whatever I might need. But and then what I learned through this process too is different people have different ways that they're comfortable paying. Mm-hmm. So there's a Venmo, there's a PayPal, there's a Cash App, and then some people prefer to write a check. Mm-hmm. So they can write a check and they mail it. I used to teach at Wausau East for 23 years. They can mail it to Wausau East, and then my friends at Wausau East send it to me at the alternative high school, the Wausau School District Alternative High School. But there's different ways of, and then there's also functions that we have. We just finished up a month at the Aero Sports Club with Hunter, and that tonight I'll be getting a check for $1,500. He matched all the tips on all Wednesdays, and he said, I'm going to match it. So whatever people bring in. So every Wednesday we had a social there, and then we're going to start Uncommon Pints for the next leading up into Thanksgiving. And then combined with the kindness of strangers, that's you listeners, and friends and family and teachers, I just have faith. You got to keep the faith, and I have faith. The other thing going back, I really believe in my heart that Thanksgiving is a time when a family should be together, to sit down, to share a meal, to sit down and be together, the family. And I think because I came from a broken family, and there was kindness of strangers in my life, it's paying it forward, but I also know the importance of family and being together. So I just think it's on my heart to try to help people, and just the way I'm wired.
It's certainly a two-way street as well, because I think you talk about, again, for family and to have a special holiday for a family, but also I think for the people that do go to the site, and I think the simplest way is just to go Wausau Area Food for Hope on Google, and it's right there at the top. You click on it. We will put a link on our show page as well for you just to click on it, but it has all the information you need. But for the people that do give, I just, in this time where there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of anger, and I just think the to do something good, to nourish our own souls a little bit, I think is just as important, maybe not quite as important as those families getting those turkeys and hams, but I think for the giver, I think it's vitally important in this era.
Yeah, and I think on that note too, it what you were just saying speaks to me about the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And I was never one to talk about things or say you should. I say, well, let's watch what people do. And let's see, I don't know, that's just where their heart's at. And I would just rather take action and feel like at the end of the day, you know, what's interesting is the Elks is one of our programs, and they do what helped me as a child. They do Christmas presents, and they do a meal, and they take it out to families, and that warms my heart. What's kind of hard on my angle is I'll raise the money, I'll organize it, I'll distribute. I don't get to see the smiles, and I don't get to see the impact. But I know it's out there, and I know the people that are delivering it, the social workers and the guidance counselors and the teachers, and I know that they're experiencing it, and that's the reward right there.
I gotta think that if you can tag along with some of these folks,
I think
you really should.
Because
you deserve that. Well, I mean, you do. I mean, you deserve that part of it, because there's so many different aspects to it that you get fulfilled with, obviously.
As an empath, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm getting kind of teary-eyed right now just thinking about how emotional it'd be, because, you know, it's like a flashback to the kindness of strangers from the past and paying it forward. You never know where you will be. You never know. And it just...
It reminds me, again, just when you talk that way, it reminds me when we do sit down and watch It's a Wonderful Life. And you see a community come together to help their neighbors. And no matter how long ago that may have been, or no matter how life has changed with technology and everything else, there is still a basic need for community and to come together.
Absolutely, for sure.
And there's a lot of folks that have helped you out, haven't there?
Oh, guaranteed, for sure. You know, where does it start? I mean, I remember in high school, my Uncle Ed, he worked back then it was harder to transfer between schools, and I was still swimming in high school, and I was still going. My sisters had dropped out, unfortunately, and one had a baby. But my Uncle Ed picked me up every day and drove me to school. And then brought me home. You know, it's like the Lord working in mysterious ways and this guiding hand. And as I was thinking of coming in here, it's almost like that movie Slumdog Millionaire. It's magic the way things line up and the way things work. Who has crossed my path in my life, and then how can we help each other? So it really is amazing. I'm very blessed, just very blessed.
And there's an opportunity for all of us to be involved. Again, just Google Wausau Area Food for Hope, and then all the information is there. It has the different ways you can make a donation. It has ways of contacting Rob here as well.
Any questions.
And and again, it's just such a wonderful story. It's such a wonderful, I think, piece of what Thanksgiving is all about. So again, check it out. And again, go to our show page. We'll have the link right there. And we will have a few more minutes with Rob Hughes from Wausau Area Food for Hope in just a few minutes. We'll be back at 7:52 for our next WXCO Morning Report. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, and this morning we are talking about a very special organization. It is Wausau Area Food for Hope. And each Thanksgiving for the past decade, Rob Hughes, who has formed this organization really on his own shoulders, has been able to provide free Thanksgiving turkeys and hams to those kids and families in need here in central Wisconsin. And we have a few more minutes with Rob Hughes. And as you said before, it's not about the big. In fact, you were somebody, and one thing that stuck out in our first conversation is you get a bigger kick out of the small donations.
I do, absolutely. We are a nonprofit, a 501c3, but I didn't want it to be some big company or some big whatever.
Just plastering their name on there.
Well, and I didn't even care about that. I didn't, just because where's the work in that? Where's the sitting down with you and saying, this is what I'm doing, and if you support it, could this year's theme is 10 for 10. If I put out there on social media, Facebook, if I can get 500 people to donate the $10, then I get the $5,000, the last $5,000. And we do this, and it's 500 people that are a part of this. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's more special. And I don't know why. It's probably not logical, and it's probably just dumb on my part. But I want it to be – I've always felt that grassroots, that community. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say it right now for people out there listening. I'm going to go on, and I'm going to give my $10.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm going to say to everybody out there listening right now, $10 to help – a child, a family, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. So get on there right now.
There
do
you
it.
Go.
Do it. I mean, I wish my ratings were higher.
No, it's
but no, I think that is something that is such a, it's a gesture that makes everybody's holiday better. And it makes the people that get the turkeys feel better. And it makes us who help give those turkeys feel better as well. Rob, anything we want to touch on before we wrap things up? Anything
else? Can I just thank some people?
You absolutely can.
So I really believe in life. You got to surround yourself with people who challenge you, who may not agree with you. I think you got to add these people to your life. And one of them is Aaron LaHillier. He's on the board. Him and my wife are the board and myself. But Aaron, Big A, I can't tell you how many times I wanted to quit and just be like, I'm not doing this. I'm done. And he said, no, you're doing it. And or I said, I would just have these ideas. And he'd be like, that's dumb. He's the numbers. He's a money guy. He's just very smart. He's very connected. In fact, we were a little short on our goal for the Arrow. And then he called K-Tech and Craig, and then and they met it. You know, it's just like, it's who you know. So Big A is amazing. Hunter, every single year, it's not a question of Hunter, can we? It's more so Hunter says, what do you need? Just tell me what you need. Let's do this. Let's get something going. Whether it's a Saturday or whether it's multiple Wednesdays we tried this year. The B.A. Esther Greenheck Foundation, without them, this order would be cut into, you know, half. And then I'm just glad. I mean, I write the grant each year, and then I worry because I think without them, how do I tell these people? We've never said no to anybody. How do I tell these people? I'm sorry. So they've been amazing. Mandy Roberts at Thrive-In each year helps with fundraising and makes a donation.
You East people stick together.
Well, you know, it's crazy because, you know what, she worked at Boys and Girls Club, and then she was in teaching in Wausau.
Yeah.
And then we met way back through mutual friends, and as our lives have gone on, and it's that Slumdog Millionaire. It's who you know and who you come in contact with and those memories and whatnot. So Liz Kisley and the volunteers who help distribute, St. Mark's Church, Mary Hart, the people that show up and make sure that numbers are accurate and the people get what they need. This year we have a new partner, Lamb's Fresh Market. When I brought them my numbers and they said, we can do better than that, and they went down a couple $1,000s. And at first, when he told me that last year, I didn't laugh at him or I didn't laugh out loud, but internally I'm like, yeah, because it's that bird in the hand, bird in the bush. And, you know, I hear things all the time. Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah. We're going to take care of you. And then then when I came back this year and it was, and he put it in an email, it was written down, and I'm like, I will pay that.
You probably thought the number doesn't look right.
Well, I don't know. But then he explained to me how he could work these the discounts and how he was going to go to bat and get another discount. And it really, when you have people like that, like Big A and like Lambs, Ron at Lambs, going to bat for you, and it's hard to walk away and it's hard to stop. And the other one is Emily at Uncommon Pints. She's selling slips of paper. You can go there and you can even just stop in and make a donation. You can put your name on the wall and it's a $5, $10, or $20 donation. And all the money will go towards our nonprofit, the Wausau Area Food for Hope. But, and there's so many other people. There's so many other people. But yeah, it's, I will say, every single year guaranteed, I think this is it. I'm done. It's been a good run. Mm-hmm. And then people, Ken Smith. Ken Smith was the first year I was really so close to walking away. And he goes, Rob, we're going to do these nights. We're going to do Miracle Minutes. And it was $1,000 last year, $1,000 this year. But it's things like that. Joe Stoshek and FFA for Wausau East and West, they're going to do they got Turkzilla. And Turkzilla is going to walk around on the number thing, and the people are going to pick numbers, and then all the money donated, and so it's all these people coming together because they know it's the right thing to do, and they believe in the program. And I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful. I've just had some really good guiding hands.
Wausau Area Food for Hope. Check out the website. Again, different ways you can make the donation. Match me at the very least. Even double me or triple me. Do whatever you need to do.
Calling you out.
There you go, because I am doing it. I'm asking my listeners out there, our listeners out there, to do it as well. So, again, you can either just go Wausau Area Food for Hope on Google. You'll find it right there. Or, again, on our show page, we'll have the link as well. Rob, again, outstanding.
Yeah, thank
outstanding.
You. Keep the faith. I would tell people keep the faith. There's good times and there's bad times, but you got to keep the faith. It will get better. It will. Yeah.
We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you very much.
And please make a donation again to Wausau Area Food for Hope. More coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report. Keep the music kind of up, Ian, because I'm going to give you a little quiz, not a number for the day quiz or anything like that.
Okay.
But this is Foo Fighters and Everlong. A famous person says this is his favorite song. Ooh. And it reminds me of every time we hear it, because 10 years ago, just over 10 years ago, this famous entertainer ended his show, and the last thing that he ever had on his show was a montage of all of visions, pictures or video throughout the course of his long television career, and used that song as the background for this montage of visions. Do you have any idea who this famous celebrity who was on our television sets for more than three decades? His show ended in May of 2015, and his favorite song was that song, Everlong, by the Foo Fighters.
Was it David Letterman?
That is right. Oh, I'm very impressed. I didn't think you'd get that. I you know, and if I still like going back, and because it's on YouTube, the montage as Letterman wrapped up his show, he said a few words, and then he said for the last time on a television show, good night. And then they started, and they showed these, and they started off with the very first moment of his late night show in 1982, where Larry Bud Melman came on and said, "Good evening," sort of a an homage. And then it just showed clips throughout the course of his late night show and then the late show, and it wrapped up, and it was very moving. I remember watching that last show and thinking, man, I don't want this show to end, and it did. It's now, yeah. I think back, it's like, it's been over 10 years. Time goes by so quickly. It's like, oh, man.
It really does.
I mean, now his successor, Letterman's successor on CBS, Stephen Colbert, is coming to the end of his run because CBS decided they were getting out of the late night game, and coming up next May will be Stephen Colbert's last show. So, and I still remember, and this is before your time by far, when Johnny Carson finished up his show. His last show was on May the 20th of 1992, I think it was. Yeah, 1992.
It was in the early 90s.
It was 1992, and I was in college at that point. So it's like,
I do like to watch clips on YouTube of the Johnny Carson show, because that was such a great show. I mean, so many fun moments, and just a lot of great comedians got their start on Johnny Carson. Just,
and he
was
really
a show that was ahead of its time.
It was, he was the king. They called him the king of late night. He was
absolutely
number one for 30 years. I mean, whenever somebody tried to knock him off the perch off his throne, nope. I mean, there were people like Merv Griffin. You know Merv Griffin? He's a guy who made Jeopardy, the creator of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
He was a longtime talk show host. He did a daytime talk show. Then they put him on in against Johnny Carson. Well, Carson beat him badly. Mm-hmm. Guy named Joey Bishop, who was a member of the Rat Pack with Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. They gave ABC gave him a late night show. And his sidekick back in the late 60s. A guy then who became much more famous later in his career, but Joey Bishop's sidekick for his short-lived late-night show was Regis Philbin.
Oh,
and then Regis went back to local TV, and he was able to build up an incredible audience, and then they syndicated him around the country, and he became famous, and then, of course, he became the guy behind Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So it's
that's
like,
right.
But no, I mean, so a lot of, because sometimes when you hear these bumpers, it just brings back memories, and I think hopefully for people, maybe one of these brings back memories as well. So
I still remember watching the old Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on ABC.
Yeah, that, I mean, that was,
I used to watch that every morning, and we were trying to guess the correct answer. Those first four questions on Millionaire were, they were challenging, but they were supposed to, like, you know, you break into it.
Then it gets hard.
Yeah.
And then they
after the fifth question, it just, like, it really ups the difficulty.
Then you'd use your lifelines after that. If you have to use your lifelines in the first four questions, you're usually in trouble.
I still remember those lifelines. There was a 50-50, there was Ask the Audience, and Phone a Friend.
Well, speaking of quizzes and speaking of putting you under the hot lights, it's time for the number for the day quiz.
Yes.
I think you're 1-for-2 this week.
Yes, 1-for-2.
So 1-for-2 so far this week, and see if you can't clinch a passing grade for the week here early on in the middle part of the week.
Okay.
All right, today, this is an interesting one. My last name is Holmes, so we're going to do one with another famous character who's named Holmes. I bet you know who this is. What famous character is Holmes?
Oh, a Sherlock.
There you go.
It took me a few seconds.
So here we are.
Okay.
The number for the day is the number at Baker Street that Sherlock Holmes lives at.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes lives on Baker Street. What is the number that Sherlock Holmes, do you have any idea without me even giving you any numbers, or is this going to be one that you're gonna?
I do, because I remember this.
Oh, all right.
I used to read these books when I was in school.
All right. Well, then you should have this one. All right. Your choices are 106 Baker Street, 221 Baker Street, 331 Baker Street. So 106,
okay.
221, 331.
Okay. Final answer, going to say 221 Baker Street. 221 is my final answer.
All right. Sherlock Holmes lives at 221 B Baker Street.
Yes, so I still remember that.
All right, so you already got a passing grade for this week.
Awesome.
Now you can go for the winning week tomorrow.
And I'll then
try go for an A. We haven't had an A grade in a long time. Very
definitely
long time.
Use an A grade for sure.
So we'll try again tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Shed. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a great day.
We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of the WXEO Morning Report. More of Pat Kreitlow coming up next on 98.9 WXEO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.